Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear with a low of 49. Formal charges are pending in Racine County against a 52-year-old Plainfield, Illinois man accused of engaging in sexually explicit conversations with a person he believed was a 15-year-old girl. The man was actually communicating with a Racine County Sheriff's investigator who was conducting an undercover operation in eastern Racine County. During the course of the investigation, arrangements were made with the man to travel to Racine County to meet the teen for sexual activity. The man was taken into custody and is being held in the Racine County Jail. In a statement, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says he's proud of the commitment and hard work his investigative team brings to these very intense and challenging cases. He said they are making an impact toward the safety of the children in Racine County. Police are treating the death of a 2-year-old Milwaukee girl following a fire in her home as a homicide. Tanea Morgan died yesterday, and officers are looking for a person they believe is connected to Tuesday morning's fire. The girl was in a house on North 36th Street near Silver Spring Drive with her grandmother and five other children. Her grandmother got four of the kids out safely. However, she and a 10-year-old boy who were rescued by firefighters remain in the hospital with serious injuries. The Racine Fire Department's 2016 budget review was held by the Common Council's Committee of the Whole, with emphasis on strategic planning, the purchase of a new Quint truck, response times, and the potential future location of stations. There's $25,000 toward equipment that Hansen said would aid paramedics, called for a police active shooter scenario.
Our paramedics have some type of protective gear so that we can start treating the victims immediately. One of the biggest problems with an active shooter is what's called traumatic injuries, people bleeding out because they've been shot. We want to make sure our paramedics are safe so they can get in there and start those advanced life-saving skills before they get them to the ambulance. You know, our goal is to early intervention, but we want to make sure our people are safe before they get in there.
On response times and potential station relocations, Chief Hansen said that might be recommended with strategic planning. A 2.5% increase in rescue calls was anticipated by the end of the year, and more than 83% of all fire department calls are for service involving medical help. The Racine County Board will hold a 6:30 meeting tonight at the Ives Grove Complex for regular business, but also to take public comment on the proposed 2016 budget from County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The spending plan, unveiled 2 weeks ago, includes no increase in the countywide levy. The budget review process is already underway by the Finance Committee. The business agenda includes a resolution authorizing the settlement of a claim by Timothy Abbott for $12,500, reference to a 2014 traffic accident with a county snowplow. A meeting is being held this evening to get everyone interested in maintaining and expanding Racine's walking and biking paths, a chance to have some input into the development of a bicycle and pedestrian master plan. Racine Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says they want to find out what barriers may prevent people from getting where they want to go, but they also want to hear what's good about the current system of routes and paths.
We'd also like them to show and point out to us areas of low traffic, areas with good scenery, areas that have good pavement, areas in which they like to ride and they would like to see more bike lanes or they would like to see more activity at.
Bowersock notes the process of developing the plan is just getting started, and this will be the first of several public meetings.
Obviously involving all the council members and any of the other departments or any of the community that's interested and would like to have input with this. But we figure it's going to be anywhere between a 12 and 18 month process.
The meeting will run from 5 to 7 p.m. at Festival Hall in downtown Racine. Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated reports a 13% increase in third-quarter profit behind strong sales in its tool division. Aside from tools, the company also produces engine diagnostic equipment. For the quarter ending October 3rd, Snap-on earnings were $116.8 million, or $1.98 a share, compared to $103.7 million in the same three-month period a year ago. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.